In those days, very few people had a bathroom and the toilet was outside. Mm. But we were quite lucky because, of course, we had the baths, the public baths at the top of the road.
Ah, so you were using it...
And I don't know how much it was, fourpence or sixpence, that old D pence. And you get a little threadbare little towel, inside of which was a small bar of carbolic soap.
Carbolic soap, yes.
And then you'd say to the lady, you try to pluck up your courage, because you're only a child at the time. Being a child, they would give you very much water. You say, can I have some more hot water, please? And then nobody would answer, and you'd, can I have some more hot water, please? Okay, and they could operate it from outside, and they'd give you a bit more water, you know. But later, when the baths closed, it became—it was a sauna, which was fabulous.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, Mum and I used to go. It was a sauna. They should never have closed that. That was brilliant. They had sauna, and of course, all us lot and people from all we were so lucky as to go there with Mum, and all sorts of. It was great.
When did he close?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
70s,
probably mid to late 70s, probably.
Well, yeah.
And was that run by a lady called Dolly?
I'm sure I remember that name. There were two ladies in particular. Yeah. And then after the public baths closed, I think they both then were working in the sauna, which was great. It was absolutely great. Shame. Mm.
And then it became a community centre.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Now it's the Lifecraft and samba band.
His mini samba band.
So there we are.